This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Half the hour now, the power of the people brought to the radio on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen to present to you yet more interesting conversation, and I say that lovingly because I know the ladies are interesting and our points of view are interesting, and I can't promise that every single thing that we talk about is going to be compelling and interesting to everybody, but I know we try to hit the high points. So, Jennifer, you want to demonstrate that with a couple of items that are trending?
Sure. The item that I have that's trending is one that she'll like, Dougie, because it involves air travel. And it seems the world's longest commercial flight is trending now on Twitter. Singapore Airlines said it would launch the world's longest commercial flight in October. It's going to be a near 19-hour nonstop journey from Singapore to New York. That's 8,277 nautical miles. And the flight will take place from Singapore to Newark, New Jersey, with 161 business class and premium economy seats that will eclipse the flight from Doha to Auckland as the world's longest, according to airline data.
Must be 18 hours. Is it 18 plus
over
hours?
Almost 19, it
almost
says.
Almost 19 hours. And is this 787-900? Is that what they're using? I haven't seen the story, but I'm going to guess that's the kind of plane these new 787s are doing.
No, they're using the Airbus, actually. The Airbus.
Craft can Airbus. Yeah, okay.
An ultra-long-range version of the fuel-efficient twin-engine
A350. 330, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, 350, whatever. Okay. It's not as good as the 787, but it's a long ride, man.
That's a long ride.
Well, they're going to actually beat
their own record because plans, the airline has kind of let this leak, that plans from Singapore to Los Angeles will also be announced on this same particular airline. So
yeah,
there you go.
Right. All right. So what do you have, Victoria, that you think is hot?
Well, let's stick with some travel news. There's a new study that shows the dirtiest places in an airport, and it's not the bathroom. It's nowhere near the bathroom, which is pretty shocking. It is the self-check-in kiosks. They are the dirtiest and have the most bacteria, 1,475 times the amount of bacteria that your toilet seat has at home. That is just, let's absorb that for a second. That is disgusting. The average self-check-in screen at airports contains 250,000 bacteria units, and that compares to an average of 172 units, which are found on household toilet seats. That's actually just the average of what they found. They scanned 16 different airports around the country. Now, not surprising, gate bench armrests and water fountain buttons came in second and third. That kind of makes a lot of sense. A lot of dirty hands touching those. Yeah. And those levels are actually comparable to the amount of bacteria in the average kitchen sink. Airplanes themselves are actually slightly cleaner than airports, but they're still pretty gross. Lavatory flush buttons are the dirtiest surface in an airplane. They're 3,000 times dirtier than the average household toilet handle. Tray tables are number two, and seat belt buckles are number three. And here's the grossest thing that they kind of unearthed during this study. The FAA does not regulate how often or how thoroughly airlines have to sanitize their planes. It's up to each individual airline to do it on their own.
Here's the government doesn't belong in many things, as far as I'm concerned. There's way too much government. Here's something where the government is falling apart. There's a mandate here that is required, it seems to me, and I don't just say this because I'm a frequent flyer. I think I had 140,000 miles last year in the air. Come on. You've got all these regulations and all this other stuff. This is just common sense. And the airlines are not going to do it on their own because it costs some money. And neither is the airport going to do it and any other, I'm thinking you wouldn't want to take a crap on one of these screens because it's so dirty.
You're on that longest flight, you may.
You may have
no choice.
This is gross.
It is.
Gross.
Totally gross. Yep.
And so the government is always looking out for everybody's big brother. It would be nice if these people were going to do it, but they aren't. So you require American to go around with a spray every night on these screens and spray every area in their terminals and every area on their planes, vacuum the seats, put some kind of disinfectant on the trays. Come on. This can be done.
I never thought about the seat belts. I always get freaked out about the tray tables, but I never thought about how many people touch the belts.
Take the trays down and look at that gross crap that's there.
Nah. It's all really sticky. They say cleaning crews will only remove trash and they wipe down the bathrooms in between flights, but that's it. So your tray table, armrest, all that.
But when the plane is in, for most planes have 4 or 5 hours, and the terminal at night maybe a little longer than that. So you clean them then. You have it. You put them.
Yeah,
the planes are on a. They don't use the same planes on the same routes all the time. So they have scheduled maintenance and downtime at night, and that's when you clean them. You clean the planes. Hello? Ding, 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 ding.
Maybe so many people wouldn't get sick every time they fly. Maybe it's not really the air quality. You know, everyone always blames that you're breathing in the same air, and that's part of it. But really, if you look at how much bacteria is on every single thing that we encounter as a passenger, it's gross.
Filthy. It is. All right, we'll keep moving along here with an update on some of the week's biggest stories coming up 13 after the hour. This is the DJV Show.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? You drink a lot of coffee or tea, maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV Show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, Victoria. All right, update on North Korea. Who knows what has happened to the Kim Jong-un right-hand man whose name is Joe Myung-rok, I believe. Is that his name? I don't even know. Kim Jong-choi.
Are you talking about the guy who's in the States right now?
Yeah, who is the guy? What's
his name? Kim Jong-chol?
Who's? Is that his name? Okay, all right. So what do we know about, has he put together the meeting? We all set, the summit is on again, as
well,
it were?
I don't know if it's officially on, but it seems to definitely operating in that direction.
Yeah, all right. So are we happy? No. Yes?
Yeah, I think that if this can lead to a serious conversation about peace and denuclearization, why not?
All right. Okay, so that's it pretty much, right? Doesn't sound like we're
I think we won't really know much until it happens. Mm. Yeah, this is a lot of build-up, and, you know, hopefully
right.
it happens, hopefully it goes well, hopefully,
right.
you know, I think everyone just wants something good to come out of it.
Yep, we do. All right, Howard Schultz, speaking of something good, on Starbucks, 8,000 stores closing this week for unconsciousness or consciousness? What were they trying to do?
Unconscious racial bias training.
Ah, okay.
Which I might have been unconscious during.
Right. Yeah. And much ado about nothing in a manner of speaking, though, isn't it? Kind of.
Well, they closed, what was it, 8,000 stores?
8,000 stores, yeah.
2 days ago, yeah.
Right, yeah.
The problem is it just seems like an overreaction to something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You have one person who lost their job who did something bad. Okay, do we shut the entire franchise down? But apparently, if you're Howard Schultz, you do.
Yep, you do that.
And those bathrooms are now going to be as dirty as the airport bathrooms.
The airport.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of Gawos, Roseanne Barr and the continuing, I sort of did a little, because I had mentioned Chelsea Clinton being a part of her going into a meltdown. And so, yeah, her program is canceled. But I went back to what she said on Monday night, claiming that Chelsea Clinton was married to George Soros' nephew. And then she took a shot at her because Soros, she says, is a Nazi sympathizer. And
that's a rough one. He was 13 years old, and he barely survived
right.
the Holocaust
yeah.
with his family. Like,
right.
she was accusing him as being a 13-year-old boy giving up other Jews to the Nazis. Like,
right.
what?
So some of this stuff has now been deleted. Or a lot of it has been deleted.
Yeah.
Including the Valerie Jarrett thing. But it just goes to show you how you get off the rail. And it doesn't. You said that she claimed that it was Ambien. She was on some
Ambien,
Ambien,
yeah.
Okay, is
that
pronounced
Ambien?
Which
has a bad effect for some
No, it's not. It's pronounced Ambien. It's not French. It's Ambien.
Ambien.
Yeah, it's not ambiance.
Ambiance.
It's not ambiance.
Right, exactly.
No. So, anyway, this is, she's done. She's cooked. She has cooked her own good. She'll never get another job. She'll never be appearing anywhere unless it's in, she shows up in one of the comedy clubs on Sunset Strip. And then she'll get booed off the stage. Kind of like Giuliani got booed. Did you see that? Giuliani went to a Yankees game the other night. And he got booed.
Really?
Why?
I think that's awful.
I do too.
It's
what are you booing the guy for?
He got booed on his birthday.
It's his birthday, and he's still the former mayor of New York, and he did a lot for the city after 9/11. And whether you like what he's doing politically now, if Barack Obama was at a baseball game with me and it was his birthday, I would give him a round of applause. And I don't agree with much about Barack Obama, but people are just rude.
Well, yeah. What is there that makes you feel good about booing somebody else? What? How do people feel good about?
It's
some guy probably started it. Boo,
yes.
And then everybody else jumps in. On,
well, I
boo.
Think they showed him up on the screen. But
yeah.
see, the thing
boo.
Is, though, you know, as a New Yorker, like, the thing is, though, a lot of New Yorkers didn't actually like Mayor Giuliani. And so he was booed plenty of times at other things, too. It's after 9/11, he became, quote unquote, America's mayor. And he did a good job with all the 9/11 stuff. But before that, and even during, there were a lot of other political issues that New Yorkers were not happy with him about. So he was really much more popular outside of New York City than he was within the city. So much so that when Mayor Bloomberg got elected, Giuliani wanted to stay for a third term and make a special thing about it, and New Yorkers were like, uh-uh, we don't want you anymore.
21 past the hour on the DJV show.
Mm. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Change at the hour. If you're seeing stars, it's actually not that you're seeing stars, you're listening to stars. Jennifer Horn is the star of the DJV show with Victoria Keenan, a star on the DJV show. Doug Steffen with a focus on another star or two. Pierce Brosnan's Bob Dylan painting was put on the market. Remember, he's an actor. He's not a painter necessarily, or not known for that, but apparently he did something. He says he's deeply proud and humbled and over the moon joyous after one of his original artworks sold for $1.4 million at a charity auction. He was speechless when the bidding of the painting has went up to $1.4 million. He'd offered up the painting depicting Bob Dylan as part of the Amfar Cinema Against AIDS benefit in Cannes. And the bidder was a billionaire, Marina Acton from the Ukraine, who bought Kim Kardashian and Kanye West Bel Air mansion for $17 million. I wonder where the money comes from. I always wonder that about the anybody from the Eastern Bloc, where that money comes from. So anyway, Brosnan, if you're not familiar, is not new to art. He studied commercial illustration at the St. Martin School of Art in London. He only got serious about painting as a therapeutic outlet when his late wife Cassandra was being treated for ovarian cancer. And she died in 2013. And his daughter, Charlotte, also died from the same disease. I started painting when my late wife had cancer, Brosnan told the audience. I had been painting out of pain, and now the pain comes through in color. When asked about his style of art, Brosnan said, "I paint on oil, I paint in acrylic, I paint figurative and landscape portraits. It's all in my own kind of style, thinking about and hoping that I'll put on an exhibition and maybe write a book about it. That'd be kind of nice." I've always found him very likable since the Remington Steele days. Just likable. He just seems like a likable character, don't you think? Pierce Brosnan comes across that way?
Yeah, totally.
All right, 25 change after the hour. Music time now. The man who discovered Elton John, Barry White, and Neil Diamond has passed away. His name was Russ Reagan, the golden-eared A&R man, best known for signing these people. He was 89. He had been hospitalized following surgery for a pacemaker, and he had battles with cancer. GoFundMe campaign helped his family cover hospital expenses. You'd think a guy who had this much would have some money, but he didn't. Anyway, he made the he was a producer and a singer and a songwriter. He did a song called The Happy Reindeer under the name Davy Summers. I actually remember that song from the late 50s.
You know who's on that record? Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
Apparently Sonny Bono, I guess, recorded it and produced that song.
Yep, yeah. He worked on a lot of music. He coined the name The Beach Boys for the guys from Hawthorne, California. In 1967, he took over at Uni Records, where he proceeded to transform it into a big powerhouse, signed Neil Diamond and Elton John. He also formed a lasting partnership with Barry White. So why did this guy have any money? What happened to the money would be my question. Of all the people, I've always liked Neil Diamond and Elton John, but I've always been a big fan of Barry White. There's something about this guy that just always...
I feel like you just hit him on the stereo and you run that bevel bath.
Whatever it is, his stuff, whenever it comes on the radio, turn the volume way up. And just this good, feel-good music. Nice stuff. Yeah, this song. Oh, my God, I love this song. All right. So, Mr. Reagan, rest in peace, sir. 28 after...
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment.
That's former senior advisor to President Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, after comedian Roseanne Barr targets her with a racist tweet that Barr has since apologized for several times. Valerie Jarrett saying on MSNBC,
I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense.
Barr's original tweet about Jarrett gets her show canceled by ABC. NBC. In recent hours, Barr has issued a number of apologetic tweets, including to those who were working on her show, who are now left without jobs. Barr also claims her use of the sleep aid Ambien was a factor in that racist tweet she sent about Jared. Republican Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is stepping down amid questions about an extramarital affair he's admitted to, as well as campaign fundraising questions. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
On the DJV Experience, your daily motivational session with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan and me, Doug Steffen, with Kara Shillen adding to the climactic, climactic fabulous feelings that you get by listening. Here's a way for you to feel even better. Father's Day contest. Everybody ready?
Woohoo! Ready.
The Works Father's Day combo giveaway. We've done this every Father's Day for the past, what, 4 or 5 years, Jennifer, I think, giving away things, including the GT Revolution Trimmer Edger Mini Mower, which is $100, and the 40-volt HydroShot Portable Power Cleaner. That's worth $140. So altogether, about $250 worth of winnables here. And then, after having said that, you're going to say, Doug, please tell me how to win. It's pretty easy, actually. All you have to do is go to djvshow.com, djvshow.com. Fill out the contest form. Make sure you put Works Giveaway into the subject line and click Submit. That's all you have to do. Giving away these I think starting this week, 2 sets a week between now and Father's Day. All right, so it's go to djvshow.com. Now, I will ask this question, Victoria. If you go to facebook.com/djvshow, can you sign up there as well?
No, you can only sign up on djvshow.com. We'll post links and stuff on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram to fill out the form, but you have to go to djvshow.com. And it's free to enter, and it's very easy. It'll take you 2 nanoseconds.
Just like that.
So that's scientific. Done. 2 nanoseconds.
Yeah, two nanoseconds.
We've done the research.
Yes, we have. And Marla Schwarzenegger will be nowhere around. DJVshow.com. Oh, that's nanny, not nano. Excuse me. All right. Again, this.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm moving a little faster than most everybody else is today, for whatever the reason. Here's the story. A couple of people items in the news today. Corey Patrick. This is really swell. You're all going to like this if you have not heard the story of this Alabama student who actually got a car after pictures of him walking to catch a bus so he could go to his high school graduation went viral. There were thousands of messages praising this kid's determination. A local bus driver posted photos of this kid on Facebook. He's a graduate of the local high school, and he'd been making the 90-minute trip to his high school. His family moved, and so he was a lot further away, but he wanted to finish in his school, and they don't have a car. So the reason they moved is because they needed to get closer to where the parents were working. But he was adamant that he wanted to go to and finish school with his friends. He said, I had to do what was necessary, and a lot of times I just walk to school. So the pictures the bus driver took of this kid walking after getting off the bus, this is really very cool. And a lot of posts, 38,000 different likes and posts and stuff for this thing. And his mother said the rest of the family managed also to get to school for his graduation. She's very proud of her son. Looks like kind of a cute kid, actually. He got up in the morning at 4:30 to go to school. Had to be at the bus stop at 5 o'clock in order to get to school in time for school to start at 7 or 7, whatever, but it was an hour and a half riding on the bus. And he had the same bus driver every day. And then there's a fella named Ricky Smiley who does a radio program down in there in Birmingham. And he heard the story and invited him to come into the program. And he's helping the kid get his driver's license.
I think that radio guy bought him a car.
He is the one who bought the car. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. Yeah. He got it made a deal with a station, but he got the kid.
Well, whatever. Use the connection to get him a car. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So this is the kind of congratulatory thing that you want to hear, and this is good. This is very good. I don't know if promotion is the right word, but just a. It's good in a sense for inspiration, as you can do it if you want to do it. Whatever you want to do, you can do if you want to do it. No matter what. No matter what your circumstance, I think that's what really brings the thing into focus. Okay? So, good for him. Alan Rickman, late actor, is in the news. Remember him from Harry Potter, among other things? He was,
of course, yeah.
He was all over the place. I remember him. Best. He was a bad guy in the first Die Hard movie. And then he was a kind of lousy husband in Love Actually. But he,
right. I forgot about Love Actually. Yeah, right. Love that movie.
Fabulous. Anyway, so apparently his personal letters are going up to auction. Now, why would somebody want to buy that stuff? His personal diaries filled with an archive of his 38 years on set, film scripts.
Might be kind of interesting. Yeah.
From his
he's kind
time
of an unsung hero.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, he's in the Half-Blood Prince. So these things are up for
Harry
auction.
Harry Potter fans will definitely be into this.
Be interested.
For sure. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, for sure. They say they're actually worth more than $1.2 million.
Yeah. And these are projects not only Die Hard, but Truly, Madly, Deeply. I forgot about that. And Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. He played the bad guy, Sheriff of Nottingham. I remember that.
That's the first time I ever saw him.
He was a baddie.
He was
a baddie.
Really good and really
yeah.
bad in that
He was
movie.
Good at being a bad guy. He was
and
such
like,
a cur in Die Hard.
Very oddly sexy as the Sheriff of Nottingham, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was, I don't know if I'm a judge of sexiness, but the role he played... He came across as trying to be sexy in Love Actually, and was kind of a dunderhead, but he played it well.
See, I don't know. Did he
actor.
Try to be sexy in that? I didn't think so.
No,
I didn't think so either. Yeah.
But speaking of that, what do we know more about Morgan Freeman? Anything else?
Yes, I'm demanding an apology from CNN.
Yeah.
He's saying that the reporter is actually got a vendetta out against him because I guess he made a comment to her when she was pregnant once on a press junket for a movie that she was ripe. And I guess that sat the wrong way with her, allegedly, according to Morgan Freeman's lawyers. And so she went and started harassing people into coming up with this story to get 8 women to come out and say that he said inappropriate things to them, too. And he's wanting an apology. So he's fighting back. Who knows?
Good.
You want to know something extra weird about this whole story? The girl who accused him, who was pregnant, she was our former intern. I actually know her pretty well. And
it's serious.
She, on the Cosmo Radio. No, on Cosmo Radio. She was an intern. Yeah. And she's been an entertainment reporter since she left her internship. But the thing is, though, and I like her, and she's not a type of person who's, you know, who would just accuse somebody of doing something for no reason. However, I think that she completely misconstrued what was going on here. They have a video. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw the video of Morgan Freeman, Alan Arkin, and Michael Caine sitting together for the press junket of, what was that movie, Going Out in Style or something like that, right?
Yes, it was a movie. It was a bank robbery. It was a good movie.
So Michael Caine sees that this girl, her name's Chloe, Melas, he sees that she's pregnant, and he says, Michael Caine says, one time I congratulated a woman on being pregnant, turns out she wasn't, and it was a disaster, and I'll never mention pregnancy again. Morgan Freeman is listening to this story. He's staring straight ahead in like one of those glazed-over kind of looks, and he says, I wish I was there. And Chloe... has turned this into that this is a sexual comment on her, and it's pretty obvious when I watch the video that he's giving a dig to Michael Caine, saying I wish I was there to watch you, you know, struggle in that circumstance. It's a very weird video, and she went on CNN and played this video, and I watched it, and I was like, Chloe, you're barking up the wrong tree, because no one is going to interpret that video any other way than I think how I just did. That wasn't even about you. And so, and that's exactly what Morgan Freeman's lawyer says, that wasn't even a comment about her. Maybe he did say something about Ripe, but she said that was not on film. So that's his word against her word at this point. But it does sound like they're trying to make a whole lot out of maybe not much.
Much ado about nothing, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's way. See, that's the danger of us getting into these things. There's a danger here in going into these areas where... sometimes things are going to be misinterpreted for no good reason. So, anyway, I hope he does fight back, and I hope he is vindicated.
Well, he's fighting back now because Visa, the city of Vancouver, and some other major campaign has threatened to drop him. So
Visa dropped him already, I think, and the SAG Awards were already saying they were getting ready to strip him of his Lifetime Achievement Award. People are acting really fast on all of this, and the minute these allegations come out, these people are ruined, and it's hard to know if you can even repair your reputation after these things come out. It's crazy.
Well, you can count on that happening with Roseanne. I think she's ruined no matter what, and some of the other people, like... it's just on both sides. Okay, 44 past the hour on the DJV program.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I'm very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. All right, let's check what's going on with this fellow from the Kansas City Chiefs as we think about what they're already thinking about coming back for NFL practice, right? So what do we have, Victor?
They are. Off-season practice is happening now. However, the Chiefs' right guard, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, wasn't at the team's practice because he had a pretty good excuse. He was graduating from McGill University's medical school in Montreal. That is, of course, known as the Harvard of Canada. That makes him the first active NFL player to hold a medical degree, which is an accomplishment he hopes the league will let him tout on the back of his jersey. He said, I want to put Duvernay-Tardif MD on my jersey. He said, I've already started a conversation with the league office, and they say anything is possible, which is very rare for the NFL to say that. He said that he had planned to become a doctor long before he planned to become a pro football player. He didn't even join the football team when he enrolled at McGill. He was keeping up with his classes in English because French is actually his native language. But his love of football brought him soon to the field, and he became the best college player in all of Canada. And so then, of course, he caught the eye of NFL scouts, and he was only a few credits short of his degree when the Chiefs took him in the sixth round at the 2014 draft, and after taking a licensing exam in the next month or so, he will officially be a doctor.
Really?
Good for him.
So now if somebody gets hurt on the field and the
right.
cry goes up,
I know,
is
right?
there a doctor in the house?
Yeah. He should be.
I think they should let him put it on his jersey.
I think that would be cool.
Doctor. Yeah. Doctor, whatever, if you can pronounce his last name, do a nice job there. 10 minutes before the hour, speaking of last names, it's Horn, it's Keelan, it's Shillin, and it's Stefan on the air on the DJV show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, time for a trip down Animal Lane with Warren Eckstein, the host of the Radio Pet Show. Radio Pet Show. He is somebody who's not petulant, but he does do a great job on the pet show. A lot of things get talked about, pet behavior, medical problems, that sort of thing. It's on the air. Check out petshow.com. Find out where it's on in your area. When it's on, you can listen online as well at warrenextine.com or petshow.com. So my new dog, Daisy May, is wonderful, sweet, lovable. She got another treatment last night. She's going to have chiropractic and acupuncture and that sort of thing. And she's improving, and everybody loves this dog. So I came home last night, and I was fixing dinner, and she was outside, and the kids that live on my farm in the apartment were having a cookout. And somehow Daisy May got a hold of something that was being cooked on aluminum foil. And she and the other dog, I don't know what happened, but what I did was catch her chewing on a piece of aluminum foil. And I'm wondering, I don't know if I got it all or didn't get it all. And so it sort of concerned me. I don't know what really to do, although I remember when Frankie Brendan's dog ate a battery. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
He ate a battery and it went right through him and came out the other end. So I don't know whether I should be concerned about this or whether in just a normal dogs eat all kinds of things that we never see. So does it go in one end and come out the other and we don't have to worry about it or what?
Generally speaking, you'll be fine. I mean, unless you ate an entire thing of aluminum foil. I would just watch her carefully for the next day or so. Probably, you know, my dog is eating aluminum foil, too, when it comes out in her poop. So I would just watch if you notice any change in behavior. Speaking about that, though, in my career, dogs do eat strange things, right?
Yeah.
Years ago, I was working with a dog that ate a spool of thread. And for a week, every time that dog pooped, the owners had to go out there with a scissor and cut the thread until the spool finally passed. True story, I swear to you.
The spool came out a day at a time, and then the spool finally came out?
The spool finally came out. Actually, his staff went for surgery to get the spool out because it wouldn't pass by itself. The thread could have done damage. But it's kind of sad and funny at the same time, but I just visualized the people out there cutting the thread every time the dog pooped, you know?
Wow. Did you see the corgi dogs competing in the Southern California Corgi Nationals last weekend at Santa Anita?
I just read a story about it. It's just amazing, though.
Yeah. What was the? Why would they do it there? This is a horse track.
I think it drew a lot of people, and I think there was a big horse race, you know, following it. It was kind of like a lost leader, like buying a newspaper and stuff. Come and see the corgis run and then watch the horses. I don't know. Some people say, is it abusive? I think if the dogs enjoy it and everyone enjoys it, I don't have a problem with it. The things I do have a problem with is when the dogs don't enjoy it, it's more for the people. But I think it was fun in there. Is there anything cuter than a corgi?
Well,
a bunch of corgis running really fast in haphazard directions.
Yeah.
Yeah, the short
legs. Haven't they become more popular since the queen is known that the queen likes corgis and those are her dogs? Does that add to the desire, the popularity of the corgis, do you think?
Yeah, corgis are an interesting breed of dog because it's like owning a small dog and a big dog and a small dog. So remember, they're cattle herding dogs, yet they're low to the ground, but they're amazingly. Yeah. If you look at their mouths, they're almost like a full grown dog. Yes, they have. And the queen had the Cardigan corgis. Those are the ones with the tail. But I think the more popular breed in this country is the Pembroke, which is the one that has that little stub or no tail at all. But really, watching a corgi go down the street with a little stub, there's nothing cuter than a corgi bike going down the block, I'm telling you.
All right. Now, I want to find out from you whether you think this is usury, this is bad. Tampa International Airport, dog named Eleanor Rigby was the dog's name, gave birth to 8 puppies in the main terminal, and travelers watched this. 2-year-old golden retriever, service dog, setting to go on a flight to Philadelphia. The dog went into labor and delivered the puppies right there. The aircraft rescue firefighters helped. And a nurse helped as well, passing by. But I don't know. Why would you be taking a dog on a plane that close to dropping puppies?
Exactly. If you know you're giving birth on Wednesday, I'd hardly be flying on Tuesday or Monday, okay?
So
it's the same thing with the dog. If the dog, you know the dog is pregnant, the dog's about ready to deliver, why would you put the dog through the stress and anxiety of flying anyway? Let the dog have it. Well, spay and neuter the dog. That's my suggestion. But if the dog's not puppies, let it have puppies with a veterinarian or at home, not at an airport.
Yeah. I thought the news media tried to make it out as this cute little thing. Oh, isn't that swell?
The videos of it went viral because it's so cute. But everyone was wondering, why is this dog flying so late into a pregnancy?
Right. Yeah. It had come back around to common sense. Hello, one way or another. But anyway, the dog's okay. Puppy's okay. She nursed him at the airport. So everybody, all's well that ends well. Warren.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.